After 7 years of research, Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Anthony Lucas finished his final book, Big Trouble, earlier this summer, and then, overwhelmed by depression, he took his own life. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Back in the late 1970s, when the late investigative journalist J. Anthony Lucas began working on Common Ground, his Pulitzer Prize-winning book about three Boston families caught up in the school desegregation wars, he assumed he'd be writing about the dilemma of race, but the dilemma of class kept intruding. So when it was time to choose a topic for his next book, Lucas decided to write more explicitly about the ineffable subject of class in America. He trained his superhuman research powers on the turn of the century, a period when struggles between capital and labor were so fierce, America came as close as it's ever been to all-out class warfare. Lucas found the core of his projected new book in the story of the 1905 assassination of Idaho's former governor, Frank Stunenberg. Big Bill Haywood, leader of the Western Federation of Miners and one of the most powerful radicals in the country, was fingered as the mastermind behind the murder, along with two other union associates. Eventually, Clarence Darrow would defend Haywood in a trial that one reporter, resorting to the typically hyperbolic language of early journalese, called the greatest trial of modern times. The funny thing is that by the end of Big Trouble, which is what Lucas decided to call his monumental last book, that reporter's claim doesn't seem like much of an exaggeration at all. The bare bones of the Stunenberg assassination story looks something like this. On a snowy Saturday evening just after Christmas in 1905, Stunenberg walked home from doing errands in the bustling town of Caldwell, Idaho. He opened his garden gate and was blown to kingdom come by a bomb. Though Stunenberg's murder was a shock, it wasn't totally unexpected. He'd received death threats for years. Stunenberg had been governor of Idaho 6 years earlier when he'd put down a bloody, so-called insurrection of striking miners by calling in federal troops. Ever since, Stunenberg felt that in the eyes of the Western Federation of Miners, he was a marked man. Now, in the wake of his murder, Caldwell swelled with lawmen, vigilantes, and Pinkerton detectives, including the most famous Pinkerton of them all, the 62-year-old James McParland, who'd even been immortalized in a Sherlock Holmes story. McParland soon nabbed a drifter who confessed to killing Stunenberg on Big Bill Haywood's orders. In an illegal feat of daring, McParland and his crew of Pinkertons kidnapped Haywood and two other union officials from their homes in Denver, smuggled them aboard a train, and sped them over 800 miles of barren prairie and icy rivers to a prison in Idaho. When Darrow arrived in Idaho, Lucas says, a titanic battle ensued between America's greatest detective and America's greatest lawyer, not only for the fate of Haywood, but for the soul of America. Big Trouble is a big book, some 750 pages, not counting endnotes. And anyone familiar with Lucas's narrative techniques in Common Ground will know that he piles digression upon digression in order to flesh out the cultural and political context of his story. Here, in addition to describing the growth of corporations, as well as the socialist and anarchist movements at the turn of the century, Lucas also delves deep into the history of colored regiments in the U.S. Army, fraternal organizations like the Elks and Moose, and the careers of Haywood, Darrow, Ethel Barrymore, and baseball phenom Walter Johnson. Because a murder mystery lies at the center of Big Trouble, and because Lucas doesn't offer his educated guess on who really done it until the very last page, his Scheherazade-like digressions work not only to enlighten the reader, but to heighten suspense. Amazingly, Haywood was found not guilty by a jury of unsympathetic farmers after Darrow gave what Lucas characterizes as a closing marathon oration of 11 hours and 15 minutes in the suffocating heat of a Boise, Idaho courtroom. Before the verdict, Darrow himself thought he had blown the case. According to his friends, Lucas, too, mistakenly thought he had blown it, that despite his own marathon feats of research and writing, Big Trouble wasn't the book it should have been. Lucas suffered from chronic depression, and his disappointment in Big Trouble reportedly was a factor in his decision to commit suicide. If only, like Darrow, he could have hung on until the tide turned.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Big Trouble by J. Anthony Lucas.